What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for the Score Evening Show, weeknight 6 till 9 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Here's your host, Mark Grody.
Yes, sir. Feel that. Do you feel the celebration that the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago should be having at this very moment? Ah, it's such a beautiful day. Sunshine beaming through. Ladies and gentlemen, first, the Pope is from Chicago. He is an American. And second, Caleb Williams stayed in Chicago. Do you realize how close we came to losing Caleb Williams? And now we know how close the Chicago Bears came to not having Caleb Williams in this town. Good evening, everybody. I am Mark Rohde. I'm here with you until 9 o'clock. I don't know what everybody's so serious about. This is one of the great days in Chicago sports, in Chicago, period. Usually what would happen to the Chicago Bears is the number one overall pick would not want to come to Chicago, and we would spend the year talking about the number one overall pick, a quarterback who is capable of throwing for 4,000 yards, didn't come to Chicago. Instead, it all came out today. It all came out today that Caleb Williams decided to stay with the Chicago Bears. What a great day. I'm going to get you the details on all of that here in just a second. Let me tell you what's going on the show here tonight. That's it. That's really it. That's really it. We have two guests on this show tonight, and one kind of doesn't count because, no, he counts. Marshall Harris is a host on The Score, so I don't consider him a guest. He is part of the radio station, but I'm excited that Marshall Harris will join us at 6:25 because we are going to do our schedule extravaganza. Marshall, Adam Studzinski, and me, Mark Grody, we will go through every single game and pick the full Bears 17-game schedule. We're going to do a three-man weave, and we're going to see what we come up with for the Chicago Bears. But we are going to spend some time talking about what went down here today. Somebody hasn't heard the news yet. Somebody in their car is like, what the hell is Grody talking about? What's all this Caleb Williams stuff? What's with all this celebration? And it should be a celebration. I mean, really. Because there is a book coming out written by ESPN's Seth Wickersham, and one of the parts of it, one of the headlines from the book, is that Caleb Williams sought way around going to the Chicago Bears. And we kind of knew some of that. At least we knew that they were asking, when I say they, we knew that Carl Williams, the father of Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams, and whomever else might influence Caleb Williams, were asking really hard questions to the Bears brass, to Kevin Warren, to Ryan Poles, to Matt Eberflus, to Shane Waldron. They were asking a lot of hard questions.
Culture is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Culture is awesome. And we knew that there was an undertone of, uh-oh, could...
I don't know. What's up yours?
Could something happen where Caleb Williams does not go to the Chicago Bears? So none of this is completely shocking that this story came out. But again, Caleb Williams sought way around going to the Chicago Bears. Again, the author of the book and that segment of the book is ESPN's Seth Wickersham. Why were they looking for a way out? Of course, the Bears have been a bad place for quarterbacks. We all know that. His father, Carl Williams, did not want him to play for the Chicago Bears because of the reputation, because of the resume of past Chicago Bears quarterbacks. And you can just go to the last two, if you'd like, to Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields, who both were fails here in the city of Chicago. But Seth Wickersham was on our midday show today, the Raheem and Harris show, which I am a part 2 days a week. And as a matter of fact, I will join them as a guest to talk about the Bears tomorrow. Probably more of this and whatever else they want to talk about. So I'm going to jump on with them.
Bears.
That's right. At 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And in case you haven't figured it out yet, Adam Studzinski, our executive producer for tonight, he will be, again, part of the three-man weave here in just a little bit. But let's hear, just for full clarity here from Seth Wickersham to talk to, on the record, this is on the record stuff for the most part. His father, Carl Williams, did not want him to play for the Bears. Here's the cut.
I think that Carl is a very astute guy. And we can talk about, you know, the unhinged quarterback dads all we want, but there's like a point to this, and that's that a lot of the success for quarterbacks depends on luck, and it depends on your employer. And he wanted his son to have the best chance of success and to go to a team that, you know, had an established and innovative offensive mind. And, you know, he wanted to try to figure out ways for that to happen, whether it was, you know, he tried to find like any loophole he could. He consulted with lawyers, people like Marvin Demoff, Archie Manning, who helped do a little bit of that with Eli Manning back in the day. They considered whether to sign with the United Football League, you know, for a year and then if that would let him be an unrestricted free agent now. But as it got closer, it was just clear that their options were limited. You know, the only thing he could really do was return to school. He didn't want to do that. And so they went forward with the draft process. He went to the combine. He met with the Bears, and he met also with Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Vikings. And he really vibed well with O'Connell, so much to the point where he kind of started to dream of working with him. Obviously, that was a real long shot because the Vikings are a divisional rival, and I don't think the Bears were going to trade Caleb or the pick to a divisional rival. So it kind of left it to them as like, you know, what are you going to do? And, Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, told Caleb, we're drafting you no matter what. And so really his only option was to try to do what Jack and John Elway did in 1983. And that's, you know, go after a city and make the situation untenable. Carl Williams was ready to do it if that's what his son wanted. But at the end of the day, Caleb didn't want to. And as he told me, I wasn't ready to nuke Chicago. And, you know, after he visited the Bears, he came back and said, you know, I can do it here. I want to be a Bear.
How close do you think the Williams family was to actually not being drafted by the Bears in some way, either getting out of it or having one of these plans come to fruition?
The gasoline's out. Do we want to light the match? And Caleb didn't want to light the match.
Wow. That is devastating sounding. Again, celebration. Celebration. Caleb Williams didn't want to make it untenable. He didn't want to do that. He had enough respect for the city of Chicago, I think, as opposed to what was going on at Halas Hall. It's pretty amazing. Like that line right there, like the gasoline was out and Carl was just waiting for somebody to light the match. It was on. It came so close and Caleb Williams didn't want to do it. Caleb, the quote from Carl Williams, quote, I don't want my son playing for the Bears, close quote, Williams told several agents in 2024. And then Caleb, quote, I can do it for this team, close quote. Caleb told his dad, I am going to the Bears, close quote. So Caleb is still here. Here's the part that I'm not celebrating. Here's the part that makes me mad. Do you remember, I am on the record on this, I think the biggest takeaway that I had, and I was saying this in real time every chance that I got during Hard Knocks, when HBO's Hard Knocks was on, the part that I thought was, and now I'll call it, I'll say it, it was a scam, a straight-up scam, that they would show Matt Eberflus in a room with Caleb Williams pretending like he was coaching him, like going through the video, and Caleb sitting there nodding like he's supposed to, right? And that, like, the Bears or HBO or both, I'm sure they conspired on this, wanted to show somehow, some way, that Matt Eberflus was going to have something to do with Caleb Williams, that he was going to have influence on this guy. And I think part of it was a little bit of taking care of Matt Eberflus because he did not have a good reputation even at that point. And it had been earned. Look, well, I understand Matt Eberflus didn't spend a whole lot of time at all during his time with the Bears in terms of offense. Like, he was hands off when it came to that stuff, which is fine because you really didn't want Matt Eberflus influencing much about Caleb Williams. But the fact that they pulled that scam and tried to make it look like Matt Eberflus had something to do with what was going on with Caleb Williams really pissed me off, and it pisses me off even more right now. Yeah, because check this out. Part of the Seth Wickersham article. At times...
Deep breath.
Yeah, I needed that. At times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. He would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. And they tried to show us during Hard Knocks that it was the opposite, that they were spending lots of time with him and that Shane Waldron was spending lots of time with him and they were all bonding and everything was going to be okay. At times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Here's a quote now from Caleb. No one tells me what to watch, close quote, Caleb told his dad. I just turn it on. So he was... Guy was not taught how to watch film. But that's what they wanted us to believe during HBO Hard Knocks, that that's what was going on. And it was BS. Straight BS. And we all had it pulled over us. That was a scam. And then the next scam was the Trace Armstrong scam. And I'll separate play. I love Trace Armstrong as a player. I really did. I enjoyed his time with the Chicago Bears. He was really good. I liked that he was added to an already really good defense when he was added. But he preyed on Ryan Poles. That was a scam. He pulled his own little scam right there, forcing or somehow suggesting that Shane Waldron would be a good fit for Caleb Williams was BS as well. So really, really upsetting to see these things in the light of day.
How about the fact that Caleb Williams threw for 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 6 picks despite all of this?
Despite all of that. It's pretty amazing now when you look back. And look, this doesn't mean that Caleb Williams is now innocent of the mistakes that he made or some of the things, the issues you could say that he might have. But it does give him a little bit more leeway than I had been maybe even willing to give Caleb Williams, because I call it like I see it with Caleb Williams. And there was a lot of up and down with Caleb Williams. And I'm the one telling you that I still think Caleb Williams is going to be great. And now this adds a little bit more evidence to the fact that he could still be great for the Chicago Bears. So a couple of other things. Did Ben Johnson just save the Chicago Bears franchise by accepting the Chicago Bears and taking the job, which he badly wanted, in terms, because if the Bears don't get somebody that Caleb Williams really respects, and they, if they didn't get Ben Johnson, the top dog, and they settled for some other guy, like the Bears always have done throughout their history, settling for some other guy, if they hadn't have gotten that, we would not be playing the celebration music at the beginning of this. You may have had, you would have had, Carl would have been all over us. Carl Williams and maybe even Caleb Williams would have started putting it out in the forefront too about his displeasure with what was going on with the Chicago Bears. So
that's not a reality I want to consider. That alternate reality, I don't want to live in that alternate reality.
The one where
reality.
Ben Johnson is not here?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to think about that other world that is out there somewhere if you believe in alternate realities.
Right. So that, and this is where I give the Bears credit, and Kevin Warren specifically. Did Kevin Warren, hold on, did Kevin Warren, Adam Stasinski producing, good to hear it. Did Kevin Warren save the Chicago Bears? A lot of stuff out there about Kevin Warren and the stadium and all that stuff, and he likes to be seen, but Kevin Warren, my guess is that, look, he kept Ryan Poles here, didn't fire Ryan Poles, kept him here, but my best guess is that there's been a lot of hand-holding going on. And, you know, he kind of tripped over his words, did Kevin Warren, when he was asked the question before the process began, is Ryan Poles going to have final say on who the coach is? And he kind of tripped over it a little bit and ultimately said, yeah, Ryan Poles is going to have final say over who the next head coach is of the Chicago Bears. But I think the reason he tripped over it a little bit is because I think that he had a big, Kevin Warren was a big part of the process in getting Ben Johnson here and making it feel right. Because if there's something that he does well, whether you like him or not, it is presentation. He can sell things. He does want the Bears to be great. He knows how to sell that stuff. So again, it might be shocking to hear it. Did Kevin Warren and Ben Johnson save the Chicago Bears?
I think that we can now, if we go back, anyone, go back and watch that press conference that Warren and Poles had after Eberflus was fired. And remember, there was a lot of talk that week about how Poles looked like a little brother, or as Marshall Harris, yeah, who's coming up a little bit to have some fun with us, said, he got sunned. I think that in my thinking now is that week is the week that Kevin Warren said enough. Like, we're an adult franchise. Enough of this crap.
Yes.
Let's grow up and act like the charter franchise of the NFL. And that, I think with that thinking in mind, if you go back and watch that press conference, makes a lot of sense now.
Yep, it does. It does. Because what happened last year was a straight up joke. The other part, I mean, now you understand it. Now you understand that the Bears did what they had to do. They canned Shane Waldron in season because he's clueless. The Bears have to fire a head coach in season for the first time. And Lord knows they didn't want to do it. Now, I know, like, George McCaskey, I asked him the question even when we was it hard to do that for the first time? And he kind of was like poo-pooed it as like, it's not that big a deal. You know, look at our history and how long George Halas was here, as long as he was and all that kind of stuff. But that is not something the Chicago Bears ever wanted to do, was fire a coach in season. But they had no choice because of the mess that had been created. And who knows if Kevin Warren even wanted Matt Eberflus to still be here last year. So I am shining a good light right now on Kevin Warren and Ben Johnson just for being here, even though Ben Johnson ain't done nothing yet either. But maybe he that's it. Because I've been having a hard time with Ben. Like, I think Ben Johnson is going to be really successful. But it's impossible to quantify at this moment whether or not Ben Johnson is going to be a good head coach. I think he's going to be. But as we know, we still all need to see it. I thought Mark Trestman was going to be a pretty good head coach for the Bears. I thought John Fox was just what the Bears needed.
I haven't heard any of that.
Well,
I didn't hear all of it. I've heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
It's always good to hear that. I thought Matt Nagy was going to be, I thought that was sustainable. I thought there was maybe some sustained success, and there wasn't sustained success. So we do have to be a little bit on the lookout for Ben Johnson, but the resume is really good. Okay, we are going to take a break. I'm glad that we're going to do something fun next. I think I need it. We're going to talk to, we're going to have Marshall Harris on. Adam Studzinski is going to join us for this segment. We're doing it, man. We're going to go through all 17 Bears games, and we are going to talk about why they will win or lose each game. You're going to hear it in real time. I am coming up with a record. Just to warn you, I came up with 11 wins for the 5-12 Chicago Bears last year. Last year, not this year. We're going to see what happens. Well, maybe I will come up with 11 wins this year. God, I hope I don't. I am Mark Grody. We're talking about the schedule next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
It appears that Marshall, who is very physically fit and does go to the gym, forgets leg day. That's what
I mean, we all skimp on leg day. Legs, it's hard.
That's not true. I'm always big on leg day.
Yeah.
My legs are stronger than my upper body, though, so I always enjoyed the leg day part because I was really good at squats and not so good at bench.
Did you actually... Also, you kind of enjoyed leg day.
Because I was better at it.
Okay. Fair enough. That's Adam Studzinski. I'm Mark Grody. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I'm with you until 9 o'clock. Scott Bear, Bears insider for the Marquee Sports Network, will join us. We'll talk more about the scams that were going on last year. Seth Wickersham with the article from ESPN, not an article, part of a book that he wrote in regards to Caleb Williams was looking for all sorts of different ways to not be with the Bears. Specifically, I should say, his dad was looking for all sorts of ways for Caleb Williams to not be with the Chicago Bears. But there is a schedule that is out. And I have a love-hate relationship with the exercise that we are about to do here on The Score. You're damn right we're going to go through every single game and we're going to pick wins and losses and why and try to come up with a record. And you just heard the soundbite coming in. Joining us right now on the Circa Sports Hotline
is Marshall Harris of the Raheemian Harris Show, of which I get to be a part a couple of times a week. Download the Circa Sports app today. Marshall, I hope you're not sorry that you volunteered during the show the other day to be a part of this. Any regrets at this moment here?
Not at all, but also, like, I love leg day. I just want to point that out. I just got done doing a class that was literally called legs, glutes, and abs. I cannot help my genetic predisposition for having chicken legs. I can't help that. But, I mean, I was in there deadlifting, what did I get today, 335? Oh. I'm well on my way.
Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe you consider a little bit of the old HGH, a little bit of something in there maybe to sprout those legs a little bit. If you do it, I'll do it.
Nah, because if I start doing that, I'll have like a bloody sock. Next thing you know, then they'll tell me I can't come to work anymore. I don't want any of those problems.
Yeah. No, you don't want any of that shade. All right. Are we ready to do this? I'm Mark Rohde.
Let's go.
We got Adam Stasinski.
You're not going to like mine, but let's go.
Okay. Okay. You're a realist. No, I get that. Marshall Harris is with us as well. Marshall, since you are a very special guest, I would like you to go first. Week one, the Chicago Bears host the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football. There we go.
And Ben Johnson, with an entire offseason to get a game plan together, goes big, and then, well, he stays home because it's a home game. It's a dub for the Bears in week one.
I like the way you're thinking. That's a week. And by the way, everybody needs to keep track of their own records here before we come up with it at the very end of the show. Adam Stasinski, what have ye for week one? Bears hosting the Minnesota Vikings on Monday Night Football.
The Bears will win this one, my friends. I think we're going to be united on week one. I think week one we're going to be united. I got a good feeling about it. I ditto everything Marshall said. I think Ben Johnson comes out swinging. Bears win week one.
Okay. The Bears were 0-2 against Minnesota last year, a Vikings team which was 14-3. I do think the Bears are going to win this game on Monday Night Football just because, look, it's either going to be J.J. McCarthy quarterbacking for the Vikings or maybe even old Sam Howell gets a crack at it if J.J. McCarthy is not ready. Either way, I don't believe that McCarthy is going to come out slinging that first day. This is your opportunity to beat the Vikings. It is a clean sweep. All of us picked the Minnesota Vikings to lose to the Chicago Bears in week one. I'll go first on the second one. Bears at the Lions. That is a noon game against a 15-2 team against which the Chicago Bears were 0-2 last year. Get used to hearing things like that. I do think the Bears are going to lose this game. I don't buy the Lions don't have Ben Johnson or Antoine Randle-L anymore. They don't have Aaron Glenn. Like, that might take a little while to get used to, but they'll hammer through some of that. They have so much time during the offseason program to get used to new coaching. They have training camp to get used to new coaching, and they have lots and lots and lots of video they could look at, and just all the talent in the world on the Lions. So the Bears are going to lose that game week two against the Lions. Marshall.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you, Mark. I don't think this one is going to be – I'm not saying it can't be a close game or anything. I just think the Lions have too much talent. And here's the key thing. Yes, they lost staff members, but that talent is coming back. And because they had so many injuries, iron sharpens iron. That team is loaded. And they have guys – even the guys that weren't supposed to do anything last year had to do stuff. It's just going to be too much. It's the Lions with the win at home.
Yeah, I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta. I mean, they're all still there. Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, they ain't going anywhere. They're even going to be healthier on defense. Studs, what you got?
Bears 100, Lions 3, my friends. And the Bears are winning.
Okay. I see where we're going over there with Studzinski.
Did he say 100-3?
He did. He did say
maybe like 40-10 if we want to be real.
However, I have it down here if we're doing that bit. However, Caleb Williams will be held under 700 yards passing in that game.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do they get to 100 yards rushing even in a 100-3 win?
Oh, I don't know. About 400 or 500 yards rushing, I'm guessing, in that particular game. Okay. We move on to week three. The Chicago Bears are hosting the popular Dallas Cowboys. Mr. Harris, I will let you go first.
Sir, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news.
Bear.
But I'm the bearer of bad news.
Bear.
Cowboys are going to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
The Matt Eberflus revenge game.
Oh,
they've got the players on defense to make this happen, and Matt Eberflus is going to have something. He doesn't have to worry about anything else but the defense now. you're going to see Matt Eberflus do what he does. And unfortunately, it's going to be a win for the Dallas Cowboys. Also, Dak Prescott, I think, is going to go off in this game.
Mr. Studzinski.
Yeah, Bears are going to win this game. That's all I'm going to say. Bears are going to win. I legitimately think that I don't want us to overestimate Matt Eberflus, the defensive coordinator. Just look at the Colts defenses in the years he was defensive coordinator. And just throw that out there.
I mean, Marshall does have a point, though. All he has to focus on is the defense, and he's going to be very focused at Soldier Field that day. Guess what? I'm actually picking the Bears to lose that game as well. There is something about the Dallas Cowboys early in seasons. They're a regular season juggernaut. They always seem to play well. And so I do think that the Cowboys in a 325 game on Fox the Chicago Bears will lose to the Dallas Cowboys, who were 7-10 last year, which is
bad.
Yeah.
There's two teams you don't want to play. There's two teams you want to play early and not and get it out of the way. Two teams you want to play late and don't want to play early. The Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Later in the season you play them, the more likely you are to win those games.
It's a great call. Yeah, Steelers fell apart towards the end of the season. Still had a 10-7 season because that's what Mike Tomlin does. He's always over 500. His rhymes are on time, but good point by you. All right, week 4, Bears at the Raiders. Dare I let Adam Studzinski go first?
Oh, Bears are winning this game. Vegas sucks. You kidding me? They took a running back in the top 10. Bears are winning this game, no doubt. 4-0 into the bye, my friends.
Marshall,
the bye.
Mr. Harris.
We're 1-3. Bears are 1-3. They're losing to the Raiders.
Oh.
People are like, it's Vegas, they stink. And I'm like, first of all, it's on the road. Second of all, Pete Carroll can coach. Third of all, Pete Carroll knows how to coach Geno Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And fourth of all, you just lean on the run game of Ashton Jeanty. He might go for a 150. Last I checked, the Bears weren't exactly great at stopping the run.
Not to mention, the Raiders do have Brock Bowers, pretty good. They have a man on defense.
Who's that guy on the edge? Is that Max Crosby?
That would be Max Crosby, all tatted up and everything. Yeah, a healthy Max Crosby. However, I do have the Bears winning that game because there will be so many Bears fans in Las Vegas. The Bears will take over Raidersville, and the Bears will win that game. Then, ladies and gentlemen, in week 5, there is a bye week. We all take a deep breath, all good. The Bears are off that week. I'm not crazy about the week 5 bye week, but that's fine. And that brings us to Marshall Harris.
Do the Bears win the bye week?
Of course the Bears won the bye week. We'll all be talking. Let's see. I don't know, Marshall, you said you have the Bears 1-3 up to that point. So the Bears are going to have a lot of work in your world at the bye week that they're going to have to take care of. Will they come out of the bye, Marshall, and beat the Washington Commanders at Washington on Monday Night Football in week 6? What do you have, sir?
It's a dub. It's a dub for the Bears.
Oh, my God.
This is a revenge game. Everybody remembers how this game went down last year. I want you to remind you, that's when Caleb Williams first showed us his theatrics, his ability to lead a game-winning drive. And you know what, Mark? You know what, Studs? He had to do it twice because they got down on the goal line and said, let's give it to a lineman. And he fumbled. And Caleb said, that's okay. My defense will get a stop, and I'll come back down again and get the go-ahead touchdown.
And this time it sticks, okay? Okay, that is a bold take there. Yeah, you're right. I mean, it wasn't a great game for Caleb Williams, but at the end he came in clutch. That's what we were all saying. We're all like, oh, man, you'll take that from your quarterback, man. Even if it's a rough game, he's a winner, and then bad things happen. In my dreams, guys, Tyreek Stevenson wins this game with a pick 6, but dreams are dreams. I'm here for the reality of it all. The Bears are going to lose that game to the Washington Commanders on Monday Night Football. Washington's really good, and they're just getting better. They signed Jonathan Allen. He is now there. And oh my God, Studs, did you know that Eddie Goldman is now on the Washington Commanders? I don't know if that's probably not good, but he is on the Washington Commanders.
He hasn't played in like 2 years.
Has he ever played? I'm starting to wonder.
Has Eddie Goldman ever actually played football?
I don't know. I am not really sure. Or was he ever interested in playing football when he was playing football?
Yeah, the Eddie Goldman thing legitimately doesn't move the needle at all for me. I get to see him on the field first.
I just wanted to say Eddie Goldman. It wasn't a real thing.
Eddie Goldman was a great Bear for a hot minute there.
Yeah, he earned an extension, and then he did not pay the Bears back.
Then the pandemic happened, and that was
I'm out of here, folks. Yeah. Oh, we could take that year off? I'm out of here. And then I'm really out of here. Oh, Eddie, we all loved you so much, man. It's just so disappointing. Studs, are the Bears going to beat Washington on Monday Night Football?
Bears are beating Washington. Yeah, the Bears are beating Washington.
By how many?
By how many? 50? 50. A little more conservative.
Oh, man. All right. You're going full Rosenblum here.
Grody, I just want to make sure I'm clear. We have matching 2-3 records while Studs is 5-0. I do have that right?
That is correct. Yes, 5-0. You are, yes. Yes. Yes, I think. All right, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to have our own little bye here. We're going to take a break. But here is week 7, the Chicago Bears hosting the Saints. I'm just going to guess this is going to be a sweep. Yeah, the Bears are going to beat the Saints at home against a team that was 5-12 that just lost their quarterback and that's going to be dealing with Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler. What you got, Marshall?
Dennis Allen's bringing the pain. Dennis Allen's bringing the pain. This is the reason why they were going to win against Washington is the reason why they should cruise against New Orleans. Because after being together for 5 weeks, now 6, Ben Johnson has Caleb Williams doing what he's supposed to do, you know? And then Dennis Allen finally has figured out whether or not Dio Odingbo is going to get it done. If he doesn't, well, he's going to have to find somebody else to get it done. The interior of the line's getting comfortable. Everybody's getting comfortable. It's an easy dub against New Orleans.
Everybody in the club getting comfortable that night. Studs, what do you got?
Bears might score 200 in this one. It's going to be quite the fiasco. Bears win.
All right. I mean, you had to pick the Bears. That would be a real legit upset if the Bears do not beat the Saints at home. When we return, man, we got our first mini gauntlet at the Ravens, at the Bengals. We will predict those games when we return, along with Marshall Harris, Adam Stasinski. I'm Mark Grody on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Go Bears!
Bears, we're going through the Bears schedule. We're around halfway through. I guess you can't really do halfway anymore with a 17-game schedule. But we are up to week 8 at the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Mark Rohde. We've got Adam Studzinski in on our little game here. We've got Marshall Harris from the Rahimi and Harris Show, which I get to be part of a couple times a week. And I will go first on this one. We are picking wins and losses and a little bit of rationalizing, except for Studzinski, of course. The Bears at the Ravens, yeah, that's a loss. The Bears are not going to beat the Baltimore Ravens at Baltimore with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry doing what he does and Zay Flowers doing what he does and Kyle Van Noy doing what he does. Mr. Marshall Harris, what have ye?
Yeah, I have a capital L there, not lowercase.
Yeah.
It's a capital L.
Right.
The Ravens, it's just, especially coming off that soft part of the schedule, that's tough.
Adam.
Do I need to go right, with you anymore?
You know what? I'll end the bit.
Okay.
I was going to go
now
all the way.
Now we get the real Adam Studzinski. All right, okay. Dude. What do you got?
I like babes.
I can't do it anymore.
All right. So legitimately, I have the Bears with... I'll have to go back and update the first half of the schedule here. Bears are losing to Baltimore. But
okay.
I got them 3-1 before the bye, winning the next two.
Okay, we didn't ask your whole life story here.
Excuse me. 2-2 going into the bye, winning the next two, so they're 4-2, 5-2. I got the Bears at 5-2 right now.
Okay. Where they lost to the Baltimore Ravens. All right, Marshall. Bears back to back difficult games here. Bears at the Bengals in week 9.
It's a trail of tears, man. It's an L in Cincinnati. Mm. I just think the offense is going to be too offensive when you talk about Joe Burrow and those receivers he has. I want to say that Caleb Williams is going to be there, but I think he's going to be in game manager plus mode through the first half of the season. And I think this is an L that he and the offense are going to take. It's going to be a shootout, and they're just not going to have enough firepower.
Yeah, the Bengals were hot to end the season. They won 5 in a row right at the end and ended up having a 9-8 record. Joe Burrow is for real, but I'm picking the Bears to somehow, some way win that game. Bears are going to win.
Hope and a prayer?
Well, here's the thing. I do think they're going to get beat up badly by the Ravens. Like, I don't think that's going to be close. I think it's going to be like an embarrassing loss for the Bears, so I think that they straighten themselves out. There will be some – we're going to see – you know what we're going to be talking about? Ben Johnson adjusting. So that's why I think things are going to be so bad against Baltimore that they're going to have no choice but to beat the Bengals.
I actually think that the Bears are going to lose a close one here. And because Cincinnati in September sucks, but outside September, they kind of get their stuff together. And I think Joe Burrow is going to be a little bit too much and they're going to lose a close one.
Okay. I mean, like, I don't think either of you is crazy for saying the Bears will lose that game. So the next week is the Bears hosting the Giants. I'm going to assume that we're all going to pick the Bears to win. So pick your win or loss, and I want to know who the quarterback is going to be at that moment. Is it going to be Jackson Dart, Russ Wilson, Jameson Winston, if he's still there? I think they still have Tommy DeVito, too. I believe he's on the roster right now. I'll start.
Yeah, Tommy Cole Cuts is still there. Cole Cuts is still there.
Cole Cuts in the house. So the Bears are going to beat the Giants. I don't feel like I need to explain myself. I think Jackson Dart will be the quarterback by then because it's New York.
Really?
And they'll be calling for him week after week after week. And Russ Wilson, like, if things start to go, like, because that really is a city where the pressure does have an effect. Like, I believe the outside world and sports talk radio and the New York Post all of those who discuss sports seems to have an effect in New York. They're going to be calling for Jackson Dart the second things go haywire with Russ Wilson. What do you got, Marshall?
I think Russell Wilson will still be the quarterback, but it's definitely a Bears win in New York. I'm sorry, in New Jersey against New York.
Isn't that home? Wait a minute. Did I mess this up? That's a home game.
Oh, no, it's a home game.
Oh, okay. You're right. It is a home game. I'm looking right at it.
It's all good.
I've got a W by it, but I've got the home game. It's a win regardless. They could play this game in Antarctica and be a Bears win.
Adam?
Yeah, it's a Bears win.
Okay.
And I think that Jackson Dart will be the quarterback by then for all the reasons you just said, Grody.
Got it.
It's just the way New York operates. And we do, just FYI, guys, got to pick up the pace a little bit.
Okay. Marshall, Bears at Minnesota. It's a noon game on a Sunday on Fox. What do you have?
Take the L. Just take the L. As good as they were at home in week 1, now J.J. McCarthy or whoever has been prepared by Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback whisperer, and they're going to be too good. It's like you want to shut down Justin Jefferson. Cool. Jordan Addison.
Same. Bears are going to lose that game at Minnesota.
I think we all are in agreement here. I have the Bears splitting with Minnesota, winning week one and losing this one.
All right, Adam, start us off now that you're being serious. You've earned the first spot for week 12 when the Bears host the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were 10-7 last year.
I have the Bears winning this one, and I have them taking down Aaron Rodgers, who especially at that time of the year is going to be just not interested.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Bears, they're going to win that one going away. But the Steelers, I don't think the Steelers know what they're trying to be. Like Marshall said earlier, the later in the season you play them, the better off your chances are at winning.
Bears are going to win this game because they're going to be down to Will Howard as their quarterback. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to get injured, and Mason Rudolph, nobody's going to want him in there long. So the Bears will beat the Steelers.
They're going to beat the Steelers just because that's what they do when they play the Steelers at home. They beat the Steelers. Go look at it. Tell me the last time the Steelers won in Chicago.
I wasn't aware of this history. Yeah. I like this. I'll have to look that up afterwards.
I don't know. Yeah. You got a couple of meatballs on that one.
Well, no, I'm telling you, they've never won in Chicago.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
I just learned something.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Marshall. Okay. Just for that, Marshall, you go first. Week 13 at Philadelphia, 2 p.m. game on Black Friday, 11/28.
They call it Black Friday for a reason. Go ahead and wear it all black, boys. This is going to be ugly.
Bears lose. I'm with you, man. Not a chance. The Bears, you're right. It's going to be ugly.
Yes, or without the tush push.
With or without the tush push, the Bears are going to get blown out of this game and lose. Studs?
I don't think they get blown out, but they're not beating Philly. Unless Philly is just really beat up, but no, they're not winning that one.
Speed round, week 14 at Green Bay. The Chicago Bears are going to win this game. And you know what it is? Here's what it is. A lot of those players on that team, they learned how to win in Green Bay because of Thomas Brown. The Thomas Brown effect. The interim head coach of the Bears showed many of the players on that roster it's okay to win at Lambeau Field. The Bears will beat Green Bay in week 14 at Lambeau Field.
Caleb Williams, 2-0 at Green Bay.
Oh, yeah! Adam?
Well, I'm going to be the low man out on this one. I think that the Bears actually lose this one. Mm-hmm. They're going to go into Green Bay and lose this one.
I mean, that's not a crazy take.
But be prepared for 2 weeks from now.
That's right. Okay, we're going to get there in a second. The Bears host Cleveland. Does anybody on this panel think the Bears will lose to Cleveland? If you do, just shout it out. Are they going to lose that day? Anybody? Nobody. Okay, so we all think the Bears are going to beat Cleveland. So we move on to week 16. Studzinski, the Bears host Green Bay.
There you go. The Bears come back in an island game on a Saturday in December, and they beat the Packers at home for the first time since 2018.
Marshall?
I'm with Studs. They're going to beat the Packers. It's a sweep.
And there's no way in hell the Bears beat the Packers twice, so they will lose that game in week 16. They will not. Marshall. Typically, this is like I've come a long way. I usually begin this process, this drill, by picking the Bears to be 0-2 against the Green Bay Packers. So I've actually come a long way. We'll talk more about that another time. Week 17 at San Francisco. The Bears will win this game because last year was a straight-up embarrassment with George Kittle.
No.
Nobody defending.
No.
Dennis Allen will know that you should put a man on George Kittle. Marshall?
No. Yeah, he knows that it doesn't matter. They're not winning in Santa Clara. It's not happening. They're losing that game to the 49ers.
Studs.
I have them winning this game, going in there taking out the 49ers because I think the 49ers, like they always are in late December, are going to be beat to hell, and Brock Purdy sucks.
Marshall, since you've already put a full day in and you were kind enough to come on with us for this segment, for the final game of the season, I would like you to have the honors, the Bears hosting the Detroit Lions in, I guess, what is called Week 18.
The good news is the Bears do not lose 10 games in a row. The bad news is the Bears still lose 10 games. They finish 7-10 with a loss to the Lions.
I do have the Bears also losing to the Lions, and I believe, and check my math, I believe that is a 9-8 season that I have the Bears down for this year. And I'm very proud of myself because last year I had 11 wins, and it was just ridiculous. So I feel good. 9-8. Adam, what'd you come up with?
I got winning this game. I was trying to do my math.
Sorry.
I have them winning this game. So I got to double check my math here. I have them beating the Lions after they lose to Detroit in week two earlier in the season. Let's clean that up from my earlier hot take where I said that they're just going to win everything.
So what was your record? Did you have a record?
10-7 if I did this right. Okay. I have them. So here, I'll break it down for you. 3-3 in the division, beating the Saints, the Giants, the Steelers, the Browns for sure. And then they will beat one of San Francisco. I think I picked them to beat San Francisco and Washington. I meant to only pick them to win one of those games. Okay. So I'm going to adjust and say they lose to San Francisco. Sorry. They lose to San Francisco.
Jesus, what the hell is
they
going
go
on?
10-7. They go 10-7.
Okay, so you got a 10-7. Marshall is reversed it. 7-10.
7-10. Also, though, they are 3-3 in the division. They just, the schedule's way tougher than anybody's last place schedule should be.
And I have them at 9-8. Marshall, I will talk to you tomorrow morning on the Raheem and Harris Show at 11 o'clock. We can resume this conversation.
11 o'clock. Can't wait to have you, man.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Thanks, Grody. Thanks, Doug.
Of course. Thank you. That is the great Marshall Harris of the Raheem and Harris Show. When we return, we are going to talk baseball, like starting at 7:25. We're going to talk about the Cubs. We'll get into Cubs Sox a little bit as well. But coming up next, let's just keep the Bears talk going. Looking forward to talking to Scott Baer of the Marquee Sports Network about the article that Seth Wickersham wrote about Caleb Williams and his father really wanting Caleb to not play with the Bears this year. We'll reset that for you when we come back on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.